News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday afternoon visit with Rhonda Seaton, College Station Police Department. Thanks for taking part of your Good Friday to pitch in.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, one thing I wanted to bring up, just because I noticed this on the daily summary of events from the police department yesterday. We don't talk an awful lot on a daily basis about thefts, particularly vehicle thefts, but caught at least a handful in one specific neighborhood yesterday where somebody enjoyed taking a bunch of GPS units out of vehicles.
It almost looks like they went shopping, doesn't it? You know, GPS here, GPS there, an iPod here, an iPod there. And you know that they just went and either opened the car doors or broke the windows and reached in and pulled it out, and probably took them 15 seconds and, you know, they did their shopping. They may be giving Easter gifts.
But trying to fill somebody else's Easter basket, I'm betting otherwise it probably wound up in some pawn shop.
Probably so. But just remember, you know, lock your car, take your valuables, and if you can't take it with you, don't leave it sitting out in plain sight. And I would guess, just guessing, that, you know, the GPSs were still, you know, in their little stand hooked to the, you know, dash or hooked to the windshield or just sitting right out there for somebody to look and say, oh, okay, that's easy to take, and reach in and grab it. So don't make it easy for them. You know, at least, you know, they might go to somebody else's car.
Something else that's kind of been on my mind since we've been in this unusually hot heat wave. It's unusual that it's been extended for so long, now in our second or third week of upper 80s to low 90s. And I know when the heat really gets on, that number of domestic situations kind of increase, and we have an Easter weekend where families are going to get together. Some want to be together. There are some family parties, I'm sure, that don't want to be together necessarily, and you combine all those factors together, and we just not looking for any explosive episodes this weekend.
Yeah, it would be nice to have a nice, happy Easter weekend without any situations arising. But you're right, when it gets hotter, people's temperatures tend to be a little bit shorter. And you throw in a little bit of alcohol in the mix sometimes, and people don't have as good a judgment as they normally do. So, you know, use a little bit of extra caution. You know, sometimes family members are gathering and they aren't with each other too terribly often, lots of times for good reason, because arguments arise. But, you know, try to be a little bit more patient. Realize that you've only got to spend the day with them, and it'd be better if you ended up the day without somebody ending up in jail.
Well, Easter's one of those child custody weekends, too.
You're right. And, you know, it's not worth the argument for somebody to end up having to call us. And somebody always has to be the bigger person, and it's just easier to take the high road and use a little bit more patience than, you know, just ignore the behavior that might otherwise start an argument.
Something else, with the temperatures up, reminders about how to take care of animals and how to take care of young children when you have them in your vehicles.
Right. Don't leave your kids or your animals in your vehicles. You know, don't ever leave your kids in your vehicles, regardless of, you know, whether it's cold or hot. But I know that when the weather's nicer, I like to take my animals with me because they like to go. They like to get out of the house, and I can crack the window a little bit and they're fine. But it's getting to the point now where it's hot enough where the temperature in the car, you know, gets hot very, very quickly. And so don't take your animals with you if you're planning on being out of the vehicle. You know, it gets too hot for them to be in there.
And then one other thing, going back to the Easter theme, there are going to be folks that are traveling, and hopefully you live in a neighborhood where neighbors know each other. And if you're taking off, you might just want to let those on either side of you or across the street know that you're going to be gone.
Let them know so they can watch out for your house. It's always good to have your neighbors watching out for you. That's something I love about the neighborhood I live in, is that we watch out for each other. And, you know, if I know my neighbors are going to be gone and I were to see something unusual going on at their house, of course, I wouldn't need to call the police because I am the police. But, you know, for people who aren't the police,
Well, I would think even though you are the police, you want some assistance.
I would call and let them know, but I wouldn't sit there and, you know, necessarily wait before I would. But, you know, most people don't have that luxury. But, you know, call the police. You know, if you have to call 911, call 911. If you've got the non-emergency number programmed in your phone and you think that, you know, it's not really an emergency, you just want us to check something out, you can call that. But if you're seeing a situation that you think is maybe, you know, a burglary in process, go ahead and call 911. We don't mind.
Yeah, I don't see you as someone who's going to dawdle when there's a stranger danger thing going on.
No, it's not really in my nature.
Well, very good. Have a great holiday weekend.
I hope you have a great Easter, too.
Thank you. Rhonda Seaton, the College Station Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.